福音九章十四到二十七节。
Now shall invite the scripture readers, and thereafter, pastor can give his message.
这时候，请读经员为我们念这段经文，过后由牧师来证道。
马可福音第九章第二十节，他们就带了他来，他一见耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。耶稣问他父亲说：“他得这病有多少日子呢？”回答说：“从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里、水里，要灭他。你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。”耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”孩子的父亲立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
Mark chapter 9 verses 20 to 24. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, "How long has he been like this?" "From childhood," he answered. "It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us." "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for one who believes." Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief." 愿神祝福听他话语的人。
Jesus heals broken lives.
耶稣医治破碎的人生。
There is no sorrow or burden too great.
人间里面再也没有各样的痛苦或者是负担。
That Jesus cannot heal or Jesus cannot save.
是耶稣无法医治无法拯救的。
If only you would come and trust in him as your personal Lord and Savior.
但愿你来相信耶稣为你个人的救主。
Jesus can save you.
耶稣能够拯救你。
There was a young lady.
就有一个女生。
I think she's a Singaporean.
我想她应该是新加坡人。
She was a bubbly and a happy young lady.
她是一个很喜乐的年轻女孩。
And one day, her loved one died.
有一天，她所爱的人死了。
And she went into depression.
结果她患上了忧郁症。
Clinical depression.
是医学上的忧郁症。
And she saw a doctor. She was diagnosed, and she had to take medicine.
她看了医生，被诊断，然后也服药。
She took these antidepressant drugs for many years.
她吃了这个抗忧郁症的药，吃了好几年。
Depression is a terrible state of the mind.
忧郁症是我们的思想脑海里面一个很严重的疾病。
You have to drag yourself out of bed.
你要把自己拖下床。
You find you do not want to talk to people.
你发现自己不愿意跟别人讲话。
All you want to do, all she did, all she wanted to do was to quickly go home and sleep.
她唯一想要做的事情就是赶快回家去睡觉。
She didn't want to have contact with other people.
她也不愿意接触其他人。
And she took these antidepressant drugs for years.
她这样吃了这个忧郁症的药，吃了好几年。
It solved the problem well, at least for that time.
他至少解决了那个时候的问题。
Then another incident hit her.
过后，另外一件事情又发生了。
And she fell into a greater depression.
结果，她就陷入更严重的忧郁症。
And she said in her testimony.
在她的见证里面，她这么说。
This time, even the great that particular drug cannot save her.
这一次连那个原本有效的药也无法救她了。
I didn't want to mention the drug's name.
我不愿意提起那个药的名字。
And she got tired and she was sick of taking medicine.
她吃药吃到很累了。
And one day she was in the presence of a Christian community.
有一天她就出现在基督教的群体当中。
She didn't mention what that community was, probably a church.
她也没说这个社群到底是什么，也许是一间教会。
But she was amongst Christians.
但是她身在基督徒当中。
And she read about how Jesus healed many people.
她就读到了说耶稣是怎么医治很多的人。
And that caught her attention.
这个就引起她的注意力。
And she read the Bible.
也使到她读圣经。
And she read lots of them.
她读了很多。
She was sick of taking the drugs.
她吃药吃到很累。
In fact, she had to beg doctors to give her drugs.
甚至她还要祈求医生要给她给她药。
And she needed those drugs, especially when she had to go overseas to work.
特别是当她要出国公干的时候，她需要这些药。
She asked for 1 year's of supply.
她就请医生给她一年的药量。
Because she felt she couldn't live without the drugs.
因为她觉得自己无法，如果没有药的话，她无法生存下去。
But she was tired of taking those drugs.
但是一方面她却是吃得很累。
And she was also tired of having people tell her words of pity to comfort her.
她也，人们看到她情况，可怜她，讲安慰的话，她也听得很累。
She said, "I'm just tired of this kind of life."
她说，我这样子的人生，我过得很累。
And then she made a decision.
然后呢，她就做一个决定。
After reading about the accounts how Jesus healed,
在读了耶稣怎么医治人的时候。
And she turned to Jesus and said to the Lord Jesus Christ.
她就求耶稣说，跟耶稣讲。
Say you said you are God who can heal every sickness.
她说，你说你是一位能够医治各样疾病的主。
You say in the Bible that you can heal every sickness.
你在圣经里面说能够医治各样的疾病。
I'm going to do this by faith.
我就要凭着信心做这件事情。
I'm going to stop taking these drugs.
我就不再吃这些药了。
By the way.For those, if you are taking antidepressant drugs,
事实上，如果你有在吃这些抗忧郁症的药
，before you stop those drugs, please speak to your pastor or please speak to your doctor.
在你停止服这些药的时候，先跟你的医生或者是牧师来做咨询。
But she decided to stop taking those drugs.
但是她选择不再吃这些药。
The first day went without drugs. She was all right.
第一天，她没吃这个药，也平安的度过。
And then, by day number 5, she was also all right.
然后到了第五天，她也没事。
Day number 7, she was all right.
第七天，她还是没事。
And then, at that time when she was writing, it was already day number 700.
在她写这些记载的时候，已经是第700天了。
And by then, now, at this time, I think it's about 19 years.
至少，然后从那天到现在，至少已经有19年。
She had not taken the drugs, and her life was all right.
她也不再吃忧郁症的药，她的生活也安然无事。
Yes, of course, like everybody, she has to go through the ups and downs of life.
是的，她像每个人一样，需要经过人生的起起落落。
She has to go through the sorrows and the joys of life.
她要经历人生的忧伤，也经历到人生的喜乐。
But she could live like a normal person.
但是现在她可以像普通人那样的生活了。
And took them in good stride, took them with, and was able to live life normally.
并且能够很正常的来生活。
Jesus heals.
耶稣医治人。
There are numerous stories that I can tell, real stories about Singaporeans.
我可以告诉你很多真实新加坡人的故事。
I don't know how many, but at least another few more easily.
我想我还可以跟你讲好几个人的故事。
How Jesus took people out of depression.
耶稣怎么把人从忧郁症里面医治好？
In fact, I can tell you lots and lots of stories how Jesus changed lives.
我还可以告诉你很多很多的故事，耶稣是怎么改变生命的。
Every born again Christian in this midst, in here.
在这里，每一位重生的基督徒。
Including what Abigail shared.
包括 Abigail 姐妹所分享的。
We experienced that how God.Saved our lives.
我们经历到神是怎么拯救我们。
It is true, like non-Christians, we also get cancer.
的确，像非基督徒，我们也会患上癌症。
Like our non-Christian friends, they also may face retrenchment. Christians also face retrenchment.
像非基督徒的朋友，他们面对裁员的时候，基督徒也一样面对裁员。
But there's a critical difference.
但是背后呢，有一个很关键的差别。
There's a critical difference.
一个很关键的差别。
We are able to go through even sufferings in peace.
我们即使在面对这些患难的时候，我们还是能够平安的去面对。
Can you imagine in the midst of great sufferings, we have peace, no?
可以想象吗？在巨大的患难里面，你仍然有这个平安。
And we experience how God answers prayers.
然后我们也经历到神是怎么听祷告的。
Not one or two Christians experience the power of answered prayers.
不只是说一两个基督徒才经历到神听祷告的神迹。
Not just Abigail.
不只是月明姐妹。
Many Christians in Singapore.
在新加坡，许多的基督徒。
Many Christians in China.
在中国，许多的信徒。
All over the provinces.
在全省。
Many Christians in India, all over India.
每个在印度的基督徒。
Christians who lived several hundred years ago.
几百年前活着的基督徒。
Christians who are here today.
今天活着的基督徒。
Whether you are highly educated or you will receive little education.
不管你的教育的程度是高还是低。
Young and old.
无论你是老还是少。
It cannot be coincidence.
这些都不是偶然巧合。
It tells us that there's a true and living God.
这只是显示说有一位又真又活的神。
What is the personal subjective experience of Christians?
基督徒个人的经历是怎样
？Of how God answered prayers?
Yes, 神怎么听祷告
？Because of the great number of witnesses.
就因为有这么多的见证人。
Has become something objective.
把个人的经历变成一个客观的经历。
Jesus can heal broken lives.
耶稣能够医治破碎的人生。
If only you would come and trust him.
唯愿你来相信他。
With that, we look at Mark chapter 9.
这样，我们来看马可福音第九章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
When they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, and the teachers of the law arguing with them.
耶稣到了门徒那里，看见有许多人围着他们，又有文士和他们辩论。
So what were they arguing about?
他们在辩论什么？
Jesus' disciples couldn't heal a demon-possessed boy.
耶稣的门徒无法医治被鬼附的一个男孩。
He was struggling, foaming at his mouth.
他在挣扎，嘴里吐沫。
In great pain.
在巨大的疼痛。
But Jesus' disciples couldn't heal him.
可是耶稣的门徒无法医治他。
Verse 15. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to meet him, greet him.
众人一见耶稣，都甚稀奇，就跑上去问他的安。
When they saw Jesus, they were very happy.
当他们看到耶稣的时候，他们很开心。
They say, "Haha, Jesus is here."
他们说，哈，耶稣来了。
So can Jesus heal broken lives?
耶稣能够医治破碎的人生吗
？Can he heal this boy who has been agony for years?
他能够医治这个在痛苦许多年的男孩吗
？Verse 16. What are you arguing about? Jesus asked. He asked.
耶稣十六节就说，耶稣问他们说，你们和他们辩论的是什么？
Verse 17, a man in the crowd answered Jesus, a teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth and gnashes his teeth and becomes rigid.
众人中间有一个人回答说，夫子，我带了我的儿子到你们这里来，他被哑巴鬼扶着，无论在哪里，鬼作弄他，把他摔倒，他就是口中吐流沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。
So the evil spirit seizes him.
所以这个邪灵附在他身上。
Throws him, injure him.
弄伤他。
He foams at the mouth.
嘴里流沫。
Tenses his, puts his, his teeth is in tension and he becomes rigid.
让他身体紧绷着，咬牙切齿。
It tells us that this spirit is very powerful.
这告诉我们，这个邪灵呢，这个鬼呢，很有能力。
By the way.
其实，
from the Bible's point of view,
从圣经的角度，
last time before Jesus came, people could be involuntarily, be possessed by demons.
在耶稣来到世上的时候，以前，在耶稣来到世上的时候，人们可以不由自主的被鬼附。
In other words, the demon can just come upon a person and possess that person, although the person didn't ask for it.
换句话说，这个邪灵呢，能够任意的附在一个人的身上。即使这个人没有这么要求。
And you must understand, a demon possession is real. I've seen documentaries about Latin America where people are demon possessed.
我们也明要明白这个鬼符的事件是真实的。我也看过一些纪录片在描述拉丁美洲一些被鬼符的人。
You can also see in Singapore in some religions.
你也可以在新加坡的某一些宗教里面看到。
Before Jesus came, people could be possessed, although they didn't ask for it.
在耶稣降世以前，邪灵能够附在人的身上，即使这个人没有允许他。
But we thank God that today that's not the case.
但是我们感谢主，今天并不是这样。
After Jesus came, he reduced greatly the power of Satan.
当耶稣在耶稣降世之后呢，他大大的削弱了魔鬼的能力。
So the evil spirits will only possess a person when that person voluntarily asks to be possessed.
所以邪灵只有在这个某一个人他自愿被附的情况下才会能够附在这个人的身上。
Especially when people they delve into occult, they want to have contact with the spiritual world.
特别一些是在参与邪教活动的人的身上。
So spirits can possess mediums, for example, in the Taoist religions.
比如说在道教里面。邪灵呢，能够附在一个乩童的身上。
But during those time, the demons could just possess a person like that.
但是在古代呢，邪灵能够任意的附在任何一个人身上。
So it's very powerful.
所以他们是大有能力的。
What is the problem with this child?
这个孩子有什么问题
？When the evil spirit possessed him, what is the problem?
当邪灵附在他身上的时候，他有什么问题呢？
The spirit does not just simply cause injuries on the body.
邪灵不只是伤害他的身体。
We have an inner world.
我们其实里边还有这个里面的世界。
A world that people cannot see.
这个世界是别人看不到的。
The world inside us, our inner life, affects us greatly.
我们的里面的这个世界大大的影响着我们的生活。
When the evil spirit possesses this boy,
当邪灵附在这个男孩身上。
His inner world is broken.
他的内心的世界是破碎了。
His inner world is broken.
他的内心世界破碎了。
When the inner world of a person is broken,
当一个人的内心世界破碎。
For example, a person who has mental illness.
比方说，患上一个精神病的人。
A person who is crippled can work, live life normally.
一个瘸腿的人，他能够正常的生活。
But if that person is very healthy, but his inner life is broken,
但是如果另外一个人他身体很健康，可是内心世界却是破碎的。
Life becomes extremely difficult.
生活就变得更加困难。
And as parents, we worry for such children.
而作为家长，我们都很担心有这样子的孩子。
If you have a cut on your finger,
如果你在手指上被刮了一下，
you can apply medicine to that cut.
你可以在这个伤口上涂一些药。
But if you have a cut in your spiritual, in your mental state,
但是如果你在你的内心世界有割了一个伤痕，
how to apply medicine?
你要怎么服药呢？
And we know that it's very difficult to cure a person of mental distress, of mental illness.
我们也知道，要把一个人的精神的状态、精神的病来医好是非常困难的。
When there's deep sorrow in our heart,
当我们心中有巨大的苦。
When we carry burdens that are intangible, that cannot be seen.
当我们扛着的这些重担是虽然是看不见，却是在那里。
Life is very miserable.
人生就变得很糟糕。
Now that was what was happening to the boy.
这个男孩就是经历这样的情况。
Broken lives are hard to repair.
破碎的人生很难修复。
When your inner world has collapsed, it's very hard to repair.
当你的内心世界垮下来的时候，是很难修复的。
Because why?
为什么呢
？Because to repair a broken heart.
因为如果要修复一个破碎的心
，to repair a world inner world that has collapsed.
要修复一个垮下来的内心世界
，there are it's not just addressing one factor.
你要解决的不只是一个因素
，there are many factors that you must solve.
你还要解决其他互相牵扯的因素。
It's like a spider web.
它就好像蜘蛛网那样。
You hit one spot of the spider web.
你点上蜘蛛网的一点。
The other parts of the web also tingles, also moves.
这个蜘蛛网其他的部分也在震动。
So broken lives are very difficult to repair.
所以破碎的人生是很难修复的。
For instance, a drug addict.
比方说一个吸毒者。
To heal a drug addict.
要医好一个吸毒者。
I have friends who are drug addicts. I'm not a drug addict, but I have friends who are drug addicts.
我有朋友是吸毒者，我不是吸毒者，但是我有这样子的朋友。
Quite a few friends.
我有好几位这样子的朋友。
It is not simply taking the problem. Is not simply taking the drugs out of his body.
那个问题不只是简单的把这个毒品从他人生里面拿走。
Have you ever wondered why drug addicts, for example, you use some methods to take the drugs out of him?
你有没有想过，对于一个吸毒者说，比方你简单的把这个毒品从他人生活里面拿走的话
？For example, you put him in a cold turkey. Cold turkey means it's a where you do not let him take drugs.
或比方说，你让他经过一些戒毒的方法，比如说给他冲冷水。
Then after you have taken the drugs out of his body,
这样你把毒品从他身上把它拿掉。
Then he goes back to take drugs again.
过后呢，他又回去吸毒。
Not one time, two times,
不是一次两次。
He keeps on going back to jail,
他一直在回去监牢。
Taken out drugs, the drugs are out of the body. Yet he goes back to take drugs and goes to prison again. Comes out and goes to prison again.
身体里面的毒品出来了，可是他又去吸毒，又进监牢，这样子重复又重复。
Hey, the drugs are out of his body. What's the problem? Why is he going? Why does he go back to take drugs again?
毒品已经从他身体出来了，到底发生什么问题？为什么他还要回去吸毒
？The body has no more drugs. Basically, no more drugs.
身体没有这个毒品了。
But why does he keep on going back to drugs?
但是为什么他还要回去吸毒
？And so the government understands.
政府理解这个问题。
The drug addict, his inner world has broken down.
这个吸毒者，他的内心世界已经垮下来了。
If you are going to heal him,
如果你要把他医好
，It is not simply about taking drugs out of the body.
不是简单的把毒品从他身体除掉。
You have to bring good friends into his life.
你要把好朋友、良友带进他的人生。
So that he will learn good things.
好叫他会学习好的东西。
You must give him family support.
你要把家人的支持。给他安排家人的支持
，so that he will not feel discouraged.
好叫他不会感到失望、灰心。
You must give him a job.
你也需要给他工作
，so that he can earn a living, feed himself.
好叫他能够赚钱，能够养活自己。
And he feels useful.
他也觉得自己有用。
But my heart goes out to ex-prisoners.
但是我非常同情这些过去吸毒的人。
Sometimes it's not because they do not they do not want to. It's not because they want to take drugs.
不是因为他们选择要去吸毒。
But the society has difficulty accepting them.
但是整个社会很难接受他们。
And so you see, it is not about the body. No, it's about what is in here.
所以你看，这不只是一个肉体的问题，而是内心世界的问题。
It's about the heart.
是心的问题。
It's about the inner world.
是我们内心世界的问题。
So it's not simply taking drugs out of the body.
所以并不只是单单除掉内。身体里面的毒品。
It is about taking the evil out of his heart.
而是把邪恶的念头从心中除掉。
About taking the evil out of his life.
而是把这些邪恶的事情从他生命除掉。
About giving him a new life.
而是给他一个新的生命。
And so you see, healing a broken world is very difficult.
所以你看，要医好一个破碎的世界是这么的困难。
That's why people spend thousands and thousands of dollars to see psychiatrists and psychologists.
这是为什么有些人愿意花很多的钱去看心理医生、心理治疗师。
A lot of medicine until they are sick of the antidepressant drugs.
他们吃了很多的药，甚至他们吃的这些忧郁症的药都吃得很累。
But many of them, they don't get healed.
但是很多的人，他们没有得到医治。
I'm not saying psychologists and psychiatrists, they are not helpful. I'm not saying that.
我不是说心理学或者是心理治疗没有效，我不是这么说。
I just want you to understand that the inner world of a person is very difficult to heal.
但是我要你了解，一个人的内心世界受伤了是很难医好的。
When the sorrows of the heart is very difficult to heal.
心中的忧伤很难去医治。
This spirit, that is in the boy.
这个伏在男孩身上的邪灵。
Perhaps you're not controlled by depression.
可能不被忧郁掌控。
See, I don't have depression.
你说，我没有忧郁症。
Perhaps you're not controlled by a demon. I'm sure you're not controlled by demons.
你也可能也会说我也没有被邪灵给控制。
But every human being, the Bible tells us, is controlled by sin.
但是圣经告诉我们说，每个人都被罪恶给掌控。
The purpose of this passage is not just to tell you Jesus can drive away evil spirits.
这段话的目的不只是说要告诉你耶稣能够赶鬼。
The purpose of this account is to tell you that Jesus can heal the inner world.
这段话的记载主要是要告诉你耶稣能够医治一个人的内心世界。
You may not be controlled by depression or you may not be controlled by evil spirits.
你也许没有被忧郁症控制，也没有被邪灵给控制。
But the Bible tells us that every person is controlled by sin.
但是圣经告诉我们每一个人都被罪恶所控制。
Is there evidence?
有没有证据呢？
So the Bible says that the fact that you cannot not sin,
圣经就说你单单不能够不犯罪的这个事实
tells you that you are a slave of sin.
就告诉你了，你是罪恶的奴仆。
Some people are controlled by greed.
有的人给贪婪所控制。
They have more money than many people.
他们比其他人很多的人都还有钱。
But yet they continue to sacrifice their family, their health.
但是他们还要继续的去牺牲了自己的健康还有家庭。
To earn more money.
为了就是赚更多的钱。
I understand that doing business is difficult.
我明白做生意很困难。
Because sometimes, like what one businessman told me, if I do not keep up with my business,
就有一个生意人告诉我，如果我没有抓紧我的生意
，my competitor will take over my market.
我的对手就会把我的市场吃掉了。
So I cannot slow down.
所以我不能够慢下来。
I know it's difficult. Life is difficult.
我知道人生很困难。
But the fact remains.
但是事实还是这样的。
Even if you have money,
即使是你有钱了。
There are so many people who are wealthy. They say that they don't have enough.
有许多有钱人，他们也一样说我还不够。
And they sacrifice their families and their health just to earn more money.
结果他们就牺牲了家庭还有健康，为的就是要赚更多的钱。
It's mindless.
这个是很没有。这个没有经过很好的思想的。
Some people are self-centered.
有的人很自我。
Have you ever worked with with selfish people?
有没有跟一些很自我中心的人工作过？
This person is real selfish.
哇，这个人真的是很自私。
Cannot work with others.
不能够跟别人一起合作。
In the projects that she does in schoolwork.
在学校里面的一些项目。
As colleagues.
那或者是同事。
He doesn't think about other people. He only thinks about his needs.
他没有考虑到别人，他只顾自己的需要。
You ask him to do this, that, cannot.
你叫他做这个那个，他都说不可以。
Very difficult.
真的很难。
Real self-centered.
很难搞，这个真的很自我中心。
But yet that person feels that what's wrong with me? I'm right.
但是对方却说我自己有什么错呢？
你现在
我是对的。
It's natural.
你说我自私吗？这是很自然的。
They cannot agree with you that they have a problem.
他们不能够同意你认为自己有问题。
Some people are controlled by hatred and an unforgiving heart.
有的人被仇恨还有不原谅的这种心给控制。
There are some people who hate a person.
有一些人他们讨厌另外一个人。
Even when he coughs up.
甚至对方咳嗽的时候。
Trying to pretend.
他也会说哎呀这个人是假装的。
They are so immersed in hatred.
他们沉浸在仇恨当中。
That when they start to share about this person,
以至于当他们在讨论这个对方的时候
，they become so vehement, so you can see the emotion welling up.
你就会看到
let go the anger.
你就可以看到他们的情绪被激动起来，很就充满着愤怒。
If youWhen outsider, you see this person talking to this angry person talking to you.
第三者，如果你作为第三者，你看到这个生气的人在跟另外一个人讲话
，You might say, "Hey, why you quarrel 了？"
你一定会说，哎，你们在吵什么
？How come the person is so aggressive?
为什么对方这么的激动
？Actually, we're not. Actually, that person and I we're not quarreling.
其实那个人跟我并没有在吵架。
It's just that this person, when he thinks about the person he or he hates, she became.She went off course.
只是因为这个人在谈到他恨的人的时候，他自己控制不了了。
You can sense a kind of deep hatred in the heart that he or she cannot let go.
你可以感受到他心中无法释放的这个仇恨。
To be honest, such people are very pitiful and miserable people.
其实这些人呢是很可怜的。
The person who's being hated,
那个被恨的那个人呢
is so happy with life.
他很开心的过生活。
And then because you have an unforgiving heart.It's not that your enemy is happy, you know, you are miserable.
而因为你有这个不原谅人的心，并不是因为对方不开心，而是你会感到很糟糕。
You are punishing yourself.
你在自己惩罚自己。
But they cannot get out of it.
但是他们却不能够解脱。
It's not that they enjoy it.
并不是这些人享受这样的感受。
They simply cannot control themselves, not to hate people.
他们只是无法控制自己不去恨对方。
Some people are controlled by bad habits.
有的人给恶习所控制。
Gambling, for example.
比方说赌博。
You can chop off the fingers.
你可以把他的手指都砍掉。
And then they gamble with the legs.
他们用脚去赌博。
You chop off the toes.
你把脚趾给砍掉。
They gamble with the mouth.
他们就用嘴巴去赌博。
Some people are bonded, in bondage to pornography.
有的人给色情给捆绑。
Some people are alcoholics.
有的人嗜酒。
And there are many, many bad habits.
还有各样的坏习惯。
Some people are captivated by harmful ideas.
有的人心中想的就是一些害人的道理。
These harmful ideas is destroying their life.
这些害人的道理在摧毁他的生命。
Not too long ago, you read about this news.
不久之前，你可能看到这个新闻。
One NUS student,
一个国立大学的学生
，He went around puncturing tires.
他到处去来刺破汽车的轮胎。
Why would you want to do that?
为什么他要这么做啊
？He was not mischief, no.
他并不是调皮。
Because he believes in this.
因为他相信一个道理。
These SUV cars,
这些
这种的汽车哈
，SUV 的汽车。
Is causing hurt, is harming the environment.
在害这个环境。
So I must stop these vehicles.
因此呢，我一定要抵制这种的汽车。
Puncture the tires so that they cannot harm the environment.
刺破他们的轮胎，这样子他们就不能够危害环境。
And he's serious about it.
而他是认真的。
So he punctured one car here.
所以他就把这辆车的轮胎给刺破了。
Do you see a piece of paper on the windscreen?
你看到车窗上面有一张纸吗
？It's a flyer, no?
这个是一个海报。
To explain why he's puncturing the tires.
来解释他为什么把轮胎给刺破。
He said because it's bad for the environment, that's why I puncture your tire.
他说，因为你的车在危害环境，所以我刺破你车的轮胎。
You think he's mad, right?
你认为他是疯了
？You think he's weird, right?
你会认为他很怪。
But to this man, he's not weird.
但是对于他自己来说，他不认为自己是怪人。
He feels he's doing the right thing.
他觉得自己在做正确的事情。
And he believes in it.
而他相信这些道理。
He believes in it.
他相信。
That he took courage to, you know, to puncture a person's tire is very scary. I've never done that. But it's scary, right?
你知道吗？要刺破别人的轮胎是一个很可怕的事情。他确实有这个胆量。
And we know he's serious because he even wrote flyers to explain himself.
而我们也知道他是认真的，因为他甚至写了海报来解释他的举动。
This is only one bad idea.
这只是其中一个坏的道理。
There are many bad ideas that are harming ourselves and harming our children.
世界上有许多害人的道理。在害着我们，害着我们的孩子。
They are hurting our children.
他们在害着我们的孩子。
And but we cannot get out of it.
可是我们却摆脱不了。
Our inner world has collapsed.
我们的内心世界已经垮下来了。
We are in trouble.
我们有麻烦了。
We are making our lives miserable.
我们在使到自己的人生过得很难受。
We are harming ourselves.
我们在害自己。
But yet we do not see a problem with that.
可是我们却看不出这个问题。
The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 3 and 6 that all have sinned and the wages of sin is death.
罗马书三章二十三节还有六章二十三节这么说，世人都犯了罪，罪的工价乃是死。
Every human being has sinned against God in our thought, word, and deed.
每一个人在我们的思想、言语还有行为上都得罪了神。
I don't even know where the police station is. What crime have I committed?
我连警察局在哪里都不知道，我犯了什么罪呢
？I've never even been into a police station.
我连警察局都没去过。
Neighborhood police also never go there.
邻里的警察的那个岗我都没去过。
How can you say I'm a sinner?
你怎么可以说我是罪人？
But the Bible tells us that every human being has sinned against God.
但是圣经告诉我们，每个人都犯罪得罪了神。
Let me prove that.
让我向你证明。
That you will agree also.
以至于你也会同意。
Do you dare?
你是否敢
？Do you dare to tell people everything that you've thought about in your mind for the last 7 days? What you thought in your mind in the last 7 days?
你是否敢把自己在过去七天里面脑海里面所想的东西都坦白的说出来，告诉别人？
你敢不敢把你思想里面所想的东西把它抖出来？你敢吗 ？Do you dare to do that?
你敢吗？你敢做吗
？Is it if I were to do that?、
你说如果我这么做的话，你
说心腹，
真的是羞死人的。
After that
过后
，I sure migrate，
我肯定会移民
，because it's so embarrassing，
因为太羞人了。
Now you look， even you yourself， you dare not dare to tell people what you think in your heart。
所以你看，你连自己都不敢把自己所想的东西呢告诉别人
，because there are many things are wrong and unclean，
因为有很多的东西是错的，是不干净的。
Don't you think that when God looks at us, He's very angry?
难道神这么看我们的时候，他不会生气吗
？And yet we say, I've done nothing wrong.
而同时我们却说我们自己没有做错事。
The wrongs I've done is normal.
我所做的错事呢是正常的。
Just like everybody else.
就好像别人那样。
It cannot be labeled a sin.
他不能够。你不能够把它当作是一个罪。
But the Bible tells us that sin has brought death on ourselves.
但是圣经说罪使到我们面对死亡。
That's why we're in trouble.
这是我们为什么我们有问题。
That's why we die.
这是为什么我们会死。
That's why our hearts inside is we feel empty.
这是为什么我们内心的心呢会感觉到空虚。
We don't feel happy.
我们不开心。
We have this and that and that.
我们已经有这个那个。这个那个、
But nothing satisfies us.
可是没有一样东西能够满足我们。
If romantic love can satisfy us, there won't be divorces.
如果爱情能够满足我们，我们就不会有离婚。
If money can satisfy us,
如果金钱能够满足我们
，then the happiest people should be the richest person on earth.
那最开心的人将是世界上最富有的人。
But many rich people are miserable people.
可是世界上有钱人都很难，都是难生活很难过的人。
And the list goes on.
这样的问题呢，一而再，再而三，有许许多多。
But the greatest consequence of sin is that we will perish in hell for eternity.
但是最严重的后果是，你要永远沉沦在地狱里面。
Of course, what?
这是当然的。
You commit a crime, the police catches you.
你做错了一件，你犯了法，警察捉你。
Then you commit a sin in your heart.
那你在心中犯了一个罪。
The police doesn't catch you is true.
警察没有捉你，这是真的。
But you think God won't catch you?
但是你认为神不会捉你吗
？God is a holy God; He will punish sin.
神是个圣洁的神，他会惩罚罪。
And that's why.
这就是为什么。
As the Bible says.
就如圣经所说。
Everybody must die.
每个人都要死。
Everybody has sinned. They said everybody must die.
每个人都有罪，所以每个人都要死。
Death is the clearest evidence.That we have done wrong.
死亡就是我们证明我们犯错最大的证据。
No, everybody die. What normal? What?
不是啊，每个人都会死啊，这个很正常啊。
Death is normal.
死亡是正常的吗
？Are you sure?
你肯定吗
？If you see me cough now,
如果你看着我在咳嗽。
So recently, the infectious disease department says there's a whooping cough.
所以最近传染病的专家说有某一种的咳嗽。
If you see me coughing like that.
如果你看到我这样的咳嗽，
是耶，巴士一定是 doctor。
你说，哎，牧师，你没有看医生吗？
不能 mask 啦。
你戴口罩吧。
If you see a person coughing, you say not normal, right?
你看到一个人在咳嗽的时候，你会说不正常。
Then that person coughs until he dies, you say it's normal.
然后这个人咳嗽咳到死，你却说他是正常的。
Death cannot be normal.
死亡不可能是正常的。
Are you kidding?
你在搞笑吗？
Death is evidence of the reality of sin.
死亡是罪恶的这个事实的一个证据。
what the Bible says is correct.
圣经所讲的是对的。
We have sinned against God.
我们得罪了神。
That's why every human being must die.
这就是为什么每个人都要死。
I asked the disciples to drive out the spirit, but they could not.
我请过你的门徒把鬼赶出去，他们确实不能。
So your disciples are not capable, therefore Jesus is not capable.
所以你的门徒无能，那耶稣也无能吗？
Is Jesus incapable?
耶稣真的无能吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
With Jesus, nothing is impossible.
对耶稣来说，没有难成的事。
There is no sorrow in your heart.
你心中没有任何的一个忧伤。
There is no burden that you carry.
没有任何的一个负担。
There is no heartache in your life.
没有一个心痛的东西。
That Jesus cannot heal.
是耶稣无法医治的。
Jesus can heal broken lives.
耶稣能够医治破碎的人生。
What is the real problem?
那真正的问题在哪里？
Verse 19,
第十九节。
You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied.
耶稣说：“哎，不信的时代啊。”
So why is it that this boy, the demon in the boy, couldn't be driven out?
那为什么这个男孩里面的鬼不能够被赶出去呢？
It was not because Jesus was incapable.
并不是因为耶稣无能。
It was not because Jesus' disciples were incapable.
也并不是耶稣的门徒无能。
What was the problem?
那个问题是什么？
Jesus said, "You unbelieving generation."
耶稣说，你这不信的时代。
What do you mean by unbelief?
什么叫做不信？
Where is there a God?
神在哪里呀？
I cannot see.
我看不到。
If God appears in front of me, I believe.
如果神在我眼前显现，我就相信他。
Don't.
不要啊。
Because the Bible says, if God appears in front of you, you die.
因为圣经说，如果神在你面前出现，你就死了。
Just because you cannot see God, how can you say God does not exist?
经营着你看不见神，所以你下结论说神不存在吗？
You know that there are many things you cannot see with your eyes.
知道吗？有很多东西你是不能够用肉眼去看的。
You cannot see oxygen.
你看不见氧气。
You don't believe you put your head in the water 4 minutes.
不相信的话，你把头浸在水里面四分钟。
Before the 4 minutes are up, you say, "Yeah, I agree. Got oxygen. Cannot see, but got oxygen."
四分钟之前，你就会承认说，虽然眼睛看不见氧气，但是我承认有氧气。
You cannot see virus, but virus exists.
你看不见病毒，但是病毒是存在的。
In fact, some of the best things in life cannot be seen with the eyes.
事实上，人生里面最好的东西呢，是不能够用肉眼去看的。
Love, kindness, patience.
爱，同情。关心
These are the best things of life.
这是人生里面最好的东西。
But cannot see.
但是你不能够用肉眼去看。
The worst things in life you cannot see.
最糟糕的事情你也不能够眼睛看不到。
Evil, selfishness.
邪恶、自私。
Dirty things.
肮脏的东西。
Cannot see, but they're one of the worst things in life.
看不见，可是却是人生最糟糕的事情。
There is a God.
有一位神。
If you see this bottle of water.
如果你看见这瓶水
Surely you say somebody made this bottle of water
你肯定会说一定是有人制造这一瓶水
The universe
这个宇宙
Human beings
人类
Are far more amazing than this plastic bottle
比这个塑料的瓶子还更加复杂
How can there not be a creator?
那怎么可能没有一个创造者呢
If you say God did not create this wonderful amazing universe
如果你说没有神创造这个奇妙的宇宙。
Then by the same logic,
按着同样的逻辑
，You must say this bottle nobody created it.
你也会，你必须说这个瓶子呢是没有人制造的。
Now there is a God.
有一位神。
Jesus says, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." 耶稣说，我就是道路。真理生命若不借着我没有人可以到父那里去 Jesus says that I'm the only way to heaven
耶稣说我是通往天堂唯一的道路
wow, Jesus is very proud
耶稣很自大、啊、
Christians very proud
基督徒很自大
Arrogant
很自大
But how can Jesus be arrogant?
耶稣怎么是自大的呢
If I tell you 1 + 1 = 2
如果我告诉你1+1=2
All other answers are wrong
其他的答案都是错的
You say wow, you are very arrogant
你说哇，你很骄傲哦。
1+1=5 cannot 啦。
1+1=5不可以吗
？Of course cannot 啦。
当然不可以啊。
Because that's not true.
因为这个不是真的东西。
Jesus is simply telling the truth.
耶稣只是在告诉你真实的事情。
Jesus is simply telling the truth.
耶稣只是在告诉你真理。
My problem is very complex.
我的问题很复杂。
Can Jesus solve it?
耶稣可以解决吗
？Don't doubt Jesus.
你不用怀疑耶稣。
Jesus says, "I can solve your problem."
耶稣说，我可以解决你的问题。
By faith, you believe him.
你要用信心来相信我。
Don't have a heart of unbelief.
不要带着一个不信的心。
What is an unbelieving generation?
什么叫做一个不信的时代
？Jesus can give me peace.
耶稣可以给我平安。
But my life's problems are so big, they're so scary.
但是我人生的问题这么的大，这么的可怕。
Can Jesus solve them?
耶稣可以解决他们吗
？Jesus says he can solve them. You must believe him.
耶稣说他可以解决，你要相信他。
Your duty is not to ask how is Jesus going to solve my problem.
你的责任并不是在问耶稣要怎么解决我的问题。
This you don't need to worry.
这个东西呢，你不用担心。
This question about how Jesus is going to do it is not your responsibility.
耶稣要怎么去解决这样子的问题呢，并不是你的责任。
Your responsibility is to believe.
你的责任就是要去相信。
I need Jesus.
我需要耶稣吗
？This is a heart of unbelief.
这个是一个不信的心。
Of course, you need Jesus.
你当然需要耶稣。
You need God.
你需要神。
Do you know that there are many things in life you cannot decide for yourself?
你知道吗？人生里面很多的东西呢，是你无法自己做决定的。
You cannot decide the most important things.
你无法决定最重要的事情。
Yeah. You can decide you want to eat mee goreng or you eat 炒饭 can. Yeah, I know that.
当然，你等一下要吃面吃炒饭是你可以决定的。
Today you put on this dress or shirt is because you decided.
今天你穿上这件衣服是你的决定。
That is true.
这个是真的。
But you know that the most important things in life you cannot decide.
但是你知道吗？人生最重要的事情是你无法自己决定的。
You cannot decide where and when you are born.
你无法决定自己在哪里，在什么时候出世。
You cannot decide where and when you will die.
你无法决定自己在哪里，在什么时候死。
Things that are too big you cannot see.
那太大的事情你无法看见。
You cannot see earth.
你看不见地球。
You live on earth but you cannot see earth.
你活在地球上却看不见它。
Things are too small, also you cannot see. You cannot see bacteria.
太小的东西你也看不见，细菌你看不到。
Things are too near, you cannot see.
太近的东西也看不见。
Things are too far away, also cannot see.
太远的也看不见。
We have the sounds that are too low pitch, we cannot hear.
声音如果它的频率太低，你也听不见。
Too high a pitch, also you cannot hear.
太高的频率你也听不见。
Animals can hear more sounds than we can.
动物比我们听的这个音律比我们还广。
We are so limited.
我们太有限了。
You don't even know whether you'll be alive tomorrow.
你甚至也不知道明天还能够活着。
And yet you can say you don't need God.
那你还说我不需要神？
You need God.
你需要神。
You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied.
耶稣说。这不信的时代啊。
How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me.
我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你们要到几时呢？把他带到我这里来吧。
When Jesus says, "How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you?"
当耶稣说我在你们这里要到几时呢？我忍耐你要到几时呢
？He was not an impatient with an impatient voice.
并不是带着一个没有耐心的语气。
哇，你真麻烦呐 ！You are real troublesome, are you?
哎呀，你很麻烦呢。并不是这样。
I explain so much, you still don't understand.
我解释这么多，你还不了解。
That was not the tone of Jesus.
这并不是耶稣的语气。
Jesus' tone was like a father speaking to a disobedient child.
耶稣的语气就好像一个父亲跟一个不听话的孩子讲话的语气。
He says, "Bring the boy to me."
他说，把男孩带到我这里来。
Who is this boy?
这个男孩是谁？
This boy is like a drug addict whose inner world has broken down.
这个男孩就好像一个吸毒者，他的内心世界已经垮下来
了。This boy that Jesus is going to heal now is hopeless.
这个耶稣要医治的男孩是无药可救的。
Jesus says, "How long shall I put up with you?"
耶稣说，我忍耐你要到几时呢
？These were words of grief.
这是悲痛的话。
Jesus is grieving because of you.
耶稣因着你在悲痛着。
The Lord said it with grief.
耶稣，我们的主带着悲伤的语气讲这番话。
He knows that unbelief will lead you to hell.
因为他知道不信会把一个人带到地狱去。
And like a father who is very worried about the son, Jesus is very concerned for us.
就好像一个很担心孩子的父亲那样，耶稣也很担心我们。
Do you know that our Lord Jesus Christ grieves for you?
你知道吗？耶稣为你而悲痛。
Our Lord Jesus Christ grieves for you.
我们的主耶稣基督为你而悲痛。
He takes no pleasure in sending people to hell.
把人送到地狱并不是一件令人喜乐的事情。
Our Lord is a God of compassion.
我们的主是慈悲的神。
He loves us.
他爱我们的。
And how do we know that Jesus loves us?
你怎么知道耶稣爱你？
Jesus loves us not by words.
耶稣不是用言语来爱我们。
He proves it.
他用行动来证明。
So history records for us, this man Jesus Christ really walked on earth 2,000 years ago.
历史就记载证明说，耶稣这个人2000年以前出现在这个地上，活在人间。
How much does Jesus love us?
耶稣爱我们有多少？
Jesus loves us to the extreme.
耶稣是的爱是很极端的。
He loves us extremely.
他的爱是很极端的。
And he takes an extreme measure to love us.
他就采用了一个很极端的手法来爱我们。
Like a father, like a mother who loves a child.
就好像一个母亲或父亲爱孩子那样。
Jesus died on the cross for you and me.
耶稣为了你和我死在十字架上。
By the way, this is a fact of history.
这个是历史的事实。
This is a fact of history.
这个是历史的事实。
Every historian will tell you Jesus existed and he died on the cross.
每个历史学家可以告诉你说耶稣是真人，并且死在十字架上。
But secular history does not answer the question, why did Jesus die?
但是学术上的历史家呢，无法告诉你耶稣为什么死在十字架上。
But the Bible tells us why.
但是圣经告诉我们。
We have sinned against God.
我们得罪了神。
We must die.
因此要死。
Just like a policeman must catch a thief.
就好像一个警察必须捉贼那样。
If a policeman doesn't go around catching thieves, that policeman is irresponsible.
如果警察不去捉贼，他是一个不负责任的警察。
God is holy, he must punish sin.
神是圣洁的神，他必须惩罚罪。
Sin must be punished.
罪恶必须受惩罚。
Sin, your sin, must be punished.
罪恶，你的罪恶必须受惩罚。
But Jesus loves us.
但是耶稣爱我们。
Instead of we dying for our sins, Jesus died for our sins.
与其说我们为自己的罪而死，耶稣为我们的罪而死。
He took the punishment for us.
他为我们顶替了这个惩罚。
That's how much he loves you.
他爱我们就是这么的多。
You think anybody will die for you?
你认为有人会为你而死吗？
Maybe my mother might.
也许我的母亲会。
But your mother definitely will not die for your neighbor's daughter.
但是你的母亲肯定不会为了你的邻居的女儿而死。
But Jesus died for sinners.
但是耶稣为罪人而死。
That's how much he loves us.
他爱我们就是这么的多。
And we know that he loves us unconditionally.
而我们也知道他是无条件的爱我们。
No matter what kind of person we are.
不管我们是怎样的人。
Whether you are rich or poor.
你富有还是贫穷。
Pretty or ugly.
美丽还是丑陋
？Clever or not clever？
聪明或者是不聪明
？Jesus loves you for who you are。
耶稣，你是怎样的人，耶稣就爱你这样的人。
And we know that that is true。
我们知道这是真的。
That's why Jesus even died for terrible people like you and me, sinners。
这是为什么耶稣甚至连也为我们这些糟糕的罪人而死。
So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Verse 21.Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into fire or water to kill him.
他们就带了他来。他一见耶稣，鬼便叫他重重的抽风，倒在地上，翻来覆去，口中流沫。耶稣问他父亲说，他得这病有多少日子呢？回答说，从小的时候，鬼屡次把他扔在火里，水里要灭他。
So how long has the boy been in this state?
这个孩子在这样的情况有多久？
It says here from childhood.
他说从小的时候。
Means basically ever since he was born, he has been possessed and been tortured by the devil.
换句话说，自从他出世以来，他就被邪灵给折磨，给害。
It is a life of suffering.
这是一个受苦的人生。
A life that is filled with very little happiness.
这样子的人生没有什么的快乐。
As far as the boy can remember, he has always been in torture, in pain.
从这个孩子有记忆以来，他常常都是在折磨和痛苦里头。
It pains the heart.
这个真的让人很心痛。
He's helpless, he's hopeless.
他是无助又绝望的。
By the time the child is about maybe 14, 16, 17 years old.
这个时候，这个男孩可能已经14岁、16岁、17岁
，no longer a baby，
也不再是一个小婴孩了。
But he has been living a life of suffering.
但是他过的就是受苦的人生。
A broken life.
一个破碎的人生。
You know when parents have children.
家长有孩子的家长。
We love our children.
我们都爱我们的孩子。
And is we also made a promise that we didn't verbalize.
我们也做了一个没有说出来的承诺。
I will give a good life to my son or to my daughter.
我会给我的儿子或者女儿一个好的人生。
And that's why we work very hard to earn a living to feed our children.
这是为什么我们很努力的去工作来喂养我们的孩子。
And if need be, I'm prepared to die for my son or daughter.
如果有需要的话，我也预备好，愿意为我的孩子女儿而死。
Last time when I was a small boy.
以前当我还是小孩子的时候。
So my mother cooks.
我的妈妈她就煮了
so,
煮饭。
She has five children.
她有五个孩子。
So we'll eat.
我们就坐在一起吃饭。
And then I asked my mother once.
我就一次这样子问我的母亲。
Hey, why don't you eat with us?
你为什么不要跟我们一起吃呢？
But mother, I don't remember. There may be a few times mother ate with us, but very seldom.
我想，妈妈也有跟我们一起吃饭，但是很少是这样子的。
And when I became older, I began to understand.
当我长大了之后呢，我就开始明白了。
Because I saw once.
因为我一次看到。
After we have eaten.
在我们吃了饭之后。
She'll eat what is left over.
她就吃剩下的食物。
Not only my mother.
不单单是我母亲。
I believe parents like that.
我相信做家长的都是这样子的。
We make sacrifices for our children.
我们为我们的孩子而牺牲。
Now this father, when he sees his son in torture.
这位父亲当他看到自己的孩子被折磨。
You can imagine the kind of grief he feels.
你可以想象他心中的忧伤。
But let us solve the problem.
但是让我们来解决这个问题。
What must the father do and what must the father not do?
父亲当做的是什么，而不可做的又是什么？
Verse 22.
22节。
Jesus says, bring the boy to me.
耶稣说，把这个男孩带到我这里来。
And the father told Jesus.
而父亲就告诉耶稣。
But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us.
你若能做什么，求你怜悯我们，帮助我们。
The father asked Jesus to have pity or have mercy on them.
父亲求耶稣怜悯他。
And he has done the right thing.
他做了一件对的事情。
Today, if you want to receive Jesus' salvation to heal your broken life.
今天，如果你要领受耶稣的救恩，医治你破碎的生命。
My dear friends.
亲爱的朋友。
You must humble yourself before God.
你必须在神面前谦卑下来。
You must put aside your pride.
必须把自我放下来。
You must humble yourself before God.
必须在神面前谦卑自己。
I want you to humble yourself before God.
什么叫做谦卑自己？
Sometimes I ask a person, have you believed in Jesus?
有的时候我就问人说，你有没有相信耶稣啊？
So that person thinks that he's asking me, have I said the sinner's prayer?
那个人就误解我说，我有没有做的这个认罪的祷告？
Let's pray to ask Jesus become his or her savior.
就是祷告，然后求耶稣做我们的救主。
Or sometimes people.Thought that I'm talking about coming to church.
或者有些人会误解我，以为我说来教会。
That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
这并不是我的意思。
When I say humble yourself before God.
当我说在神面前谦卑下来。
Only then will Jesus save you. What do I mean?
只有耶稣这样子呢，耶稣才能救你。我的意思是什么
？It means this.
我的意思是。
Have you ever recognized that you are a sinner?
你是否看到说自己是一个罪人？
Have you ever thought about your own life, what you have done?
你有没有思想过你过去一生做了些什么？
Do you see that the kind of life you led, you've been living?
你有没有看到自己所过的人生？
It's sinful in the eyes of God.
在神眼前是充满着罪恶的。
Have you listened to your conscience and responded to your conscience?
你有没有听过自己的良心，然后回应这个良心？
That you have done wrong before God.
承认说你在神面前做了很多错事。
That Lord, I'm a dirty person.
承认说主啊，我是一个肮脏的人。
I'm no good.
我不好。
I've done many things against you, and I've violated, I've broken your laws.
我做了很多得罪你、触犯你律法的事情。
I'm talking about true repentance.
我谈的是真正的悔改。
You must repent because no repentance, no salvation.
你必须悔改，因为没有悔改就没有救恩。
There must be that deep sense of remorsefulness over your sins.
你心里必须充满着对罪恶所做的罪恶那种痛悔的心。
If not, you cannot be saved.
否则你无法得救。
You need Jesus' forgiveness.
你需要耶稣的赦罪。
That you are unworthy.
你虽不配。
Now this is what the Father must do.
这是父亲该做的。
And he has done right.
他也做得对。
But he also did something that he should not do.
但是他也做了一些不该做的事情。
He asked if you can.
他说你若能。
He doubted Jesus.
他怀疑耶稣。
He had no faith in Jesus.
他对耶稣没有信心。
Say, can Jesus heal me?
他说：“耶稣可以医治我吗
？”I'm very good, I need Jesus.
我很好啊，我怎么需要耶稣呢
？Of course, you're no good, lah.
当然你不好。
You have a problem.
你有问题。
You're going to die.
你要面对死亡。
And you have to face judgment.
你要面对审判。
Your life is not truly happy.
你的人生并不是真正的开心。
How can you say your life is good?
你怎么说可以说你的人生很好呢
？If you look at your life honestly, your life is not in good state.
如果你诚实的看自己的人生，你的人生其实并不好。
So he asked Jesus if you can. He doubted Jesus.
所以这个位父亲就问耶稣：“你若能？”他怀疑耶稣。
If you have no faith, there's no healing.
没有信心就没有医治。
Now I want to see you. I want you to note what the Father has done right, and this is very important.
我要你留意这位父亲做了什么对的东西，这很重要。
Listen to his reply.
看看他的回应。
So Jesus says, "If you can," said Jesus, "everything is possible for the one who believes."
耶稣对他说：“你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。”
But you must believe.
但是你必须相信。
The Father must have faith in Jesus.
父亲必须对耶稣有信心。
But he has a problem.
但是他有一个问题。
He's unable to believe.
他无法相信。
Only when he believes, then Jesus will cast out the demon from the son.
只有他相信了，耶稣才能够把鬼从儿子身上赶出去。
He must have faith, then Jesus can heal him.
他必须先有信心，耶稣才能够医治。
But there's a big problem here.
但是这边有个大问题了。
The father says, "I have no faith."
父亲说我没有信心呢。
But I have no faith.
可是我没有信心呢。
I cannot believe that Jesus can save me.
我无法相信耶稣能够拯救我。
I refuse to believe that there is a God.
我拒绝相信有一位神。
I refuse to believe that my life is a problem.
我拒绝相信说我的生活有问题。
But I have no faith.
但是我没有信心。
And this is what the father did that was so critical.
这位父亲做了一件很关键的事情。
That saved the life of his son.
使到他的儿子的人生被拯救。
Verse 24.
二十四节。
Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, "I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief."
父亲的孩子立时喊着说：“我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。”
So the father was saying this.
所以父亲在说
：“Jesus, you say must believe.”
耶稣，你说我必须相信。
But I'm unable to believe.
但是我信不来。
You know what he said to Jesus?
你知道他跟耶稣讲什么吗
？Jesus, help me to believe.
耶稣帮助我来相信。
The Father depends on Jesus even to believe, even to have faith in Jesus.
就连这个信心，父亲也依靠耶稣的帮助。
And this is called faith.
这个就叫做信心。
Jesus, this Father depends on Jesus completely, even for faith.
这位父亲完全的依靠耶稣，甚至在那个关键的信心也依靠了耶稣。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友
，due to our sinful nature,
因为我们的罪性
，we have difficulty believing many things.
我们有很多的问题去相信。
And this unbelief will let us in hell.
而这个不信的心会使到我们下地狱。
But we thank and praise God.
但是我们感谢和赞美神。
The Lord Jesus Christ is a merciful and compassionate God.
我们的主耶稣基督是个恩慈的上帝。
When you feel helpless, evenYour unbelief, Jesus can help.
当你感到无助，甚至你不信的时候，耶稣也可以帮助你。
All you need to do is ask Jesus, please give me faith.
你要做的是求耶稣给你信心。
Jesus, give me faith to believe.
耶稣给我信心来相信。
And we know that he did the right thing.
我知道，我们知道这位父亲做了一件对的事情。
That saved his son.
救了他的儿子。
And we know that this is true faith.
我们知道这个是真的信心。
When you ask Jesus to help you believe, this is true faith.
当你向耶稣求你来相信的时候，这个是真的信心。
Because in verse 25, when Jesus saw that the crowd was running to the scene, he rebuked the impure spirit, you deaf and mute spirit, he said, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again.
耶稣看见众人都跑上来，就斥责那污鬼说：“你这聋哑的鬼，我吩咐你从他里头出来，再不要进去。”
Jesus saves.
耶稣救人。
And tells the evil spirit never to harass the boy again.
然后命令这个邪灵不要再进去这个孩子身上。
Jesus saves this boy forever and completely.
耶稣拯救这个孩子是永远并且完全的。
Every person who comes to Jesus.
每个来到耶稣面前的人。
Will not only be saved like what the Bible says.
就如圣经所说的。
You will experience the truth of this salvation for yourself.
你会自己经历到这个拯救的真实。
It's a complete salvation.
它是一个完全的拯救。
Verse 26.
二十六节。
The spirit streaked and convulsed him violently and came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he's dead.
那鬼喊叫，使孩子大大的抽了一阵风就出来了。孩子好像死了一般。以致众人多半说他是死了。
Now whether he died or did not die, the text doesn't tell us.
这个孩子是真的死了还是没有死？经文没有真正的告诉我们。
But the point of verse 26 is this.
但是二十六节的重点是。
When they say he's dead, what's the point?
当他们说他死了，他的重点是什么
？He's saying that this boy is hopeless, abyss, cannot save.
他们是说这个孩子是绝望的，无法被救的。
But verse 27.
但是二十七节。
Can Jesus save the boy?
耶稣能够救孩子吗？
Verse 27.
二十七节。
But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted up to his feet, and he stood up.
但耶稣拉着他的手，扶他起来，他就站起来了。
Nothing is impossible with Jesus.
在耶稣没有难成的事。
Jesus can save you.
耶稣能够拯救你。
Now as we close this message.
当我们结束这段讲道的时候。
Dear friends, I want to ask you a question.
朋友们，我要问你一个问题。
And I urge you to reflect on your own life.
我呼吁你来思考，回想一下你的人生。
Today you have come to church.
今天你来到教会了。
It's a precious moment.
这是一个宝贵的机会。
Because you chose not to sleep too late into the morning.
因为你选择今天不要睡得太迟。
The morning sleep is important to you.
早上的睡眠对你来说很重要。
Because Monday you have to go back to work.
因为星期一你要回去上班。
So you have paid a price to come to church today.
所以你今天来到教会有付上了一些代价。
I urge you don't waste this time.
我呼吁你不要浪费这个时间。
Today you come to church.
今天你来到教会。
You must go back home with a full harvest.
你回家的时候必须能够满载而归。
So that the time you spend in church today is worth it.
好让你今天在教会所花的时间是值得的。
You have come to church, make sure you leave with all the benefits.
你来到教会了，确保你回去的时候带着各样的好处回去。
I want to ask you a few questions.
我要问你一些问题。
Are you struggling with some things and they are hurting you?
你在跟一些事情苦苦挣扎吗？他们在伤害你吗？
Are you struggling with some things that are making you miserable?
你是否在跟一些事情挣扎着？这些东西让你感到很难过。
Jesus can save you.
耶稣能够拯救你。
Jesus really can save you.
耶稣真的能够拯救你。
This is an experience that every Christian can tell you is true.
这样的经历，每个基督徒都可以跟你说是真的。
It numbers into thousands and millions of Christians.
有千千万万的基督徒可以这么说的。
That spans across continents and generations.
无论在什么地方，无论是哪一个年代。
Jesus can save you.
耶稣能够拯救你。
He really can.
他真的可以。
But you must humble yourself before Jesus. You must understand that you are a sinner, you are unworthy. But Jesus loves you.
但是在耶稣面前，你必须谦卑自己。说你是个罪人，你不配，但耶稣爱你。
If you are going to keep your pride,
如果你为了自己的自尊，
you continue to resist Jesus Christ,
你继续的抗拒耶稣，
it will do you no good.
他对你没有什么好处。
Today I bring you good news.
今天我跟你分享一个好消息。
It's not a bad news.
并不是一个坏消息。
It's good news for you.
对你来说是一个好消息的。
Don't resist Jesus.
不要拒绝耶稣。
But you must humble yourself before Jesus.
但是你必须在耶稣面前谦卑自己。
Your sin has broken your relationship with God.
你的罪已经破坏了你跟神的关系。
That's why your life is empty.
这使到你的人生空虚。
That's why you are in trouble in life.
这是为什么你在人生会碰到困难。
That's why you will die.
这是为什么你会死。
But the Bible also says that there is judgment after death.
但是圣经也说，在死后有审判。
It is no coincidence that every religion believes in this.
每个宗教都相信这样的一个事实，这个并不是偶然的。
And the Bible says it even more clearly.
而圣经更清楚地讲。
Even the dead will rise and be judged.
甚至死了的人也要活起来。面对审判
the sins you've committed will all be brought to light one day.
你所犯的每一条罪，有一天都要被揭露。
You'll be exposed to the world.
会向世人揭露。
We are unworthy people.
我们是不配的人。
But we thank God, Jesus loves us, although we are sinners.
但是我们感谢神，我们虽然是罪人，耶稣还爱我们。
To the extent that He died for you.
到一个地步，他为我们而死。
He actually suffered and died for you personally.
他实际上是为了你，要面对死亡，要面对这个挣扎、
He loves you with great passion and zeal.
他带着火热的心来爱你。
You must believe in Jesus. Ask Him to help you believe.
你必须相信耶稣，求他帮助你来相信。
Let Jesus save you.
让耶稣来救你。
Would you let Jesus save you?
你愿意让耶稣救你吗
？He can save you. He can make you a new person.
他能够救你。让你成为一个新人。
Life can start anew again.
人生可以重新开始。
And it will be forever new into eternity.
并且是永远的新到永恒。
Jesus can make you a new person.
耶稣能够让你成为一个新人。
The Bible says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here.
圣经说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
This year has almost ended.
今年快要过完了。
The new year is almost here.
新年也即将来临。
When you have Jesus,
当你有耶稣
life will be truly new.
生活就真的是新的。
Forever new.
永远的新。
Jesus stretches out his hand to you. Would you catch hold of Jesus' hand?
耶稣把他的手伸向你，你愿意接受吗？
You must catch hold of Jesus' hand. Jesus will not force you.
耶稣，你必须抓着耶稣的手。耶稣是不会逼你的。
Jesus will not say, "You don't reach your hand. I pull your hand." You will not do that.
耶稣说，你不要抓我的手，我去抓你的手。他不会这么做。
Jesus reaches out his hand to you. You must respond and reach out to catch Jesus' hand.
耶稣把他的手向你来伸开，你必须抓着他的手，接受他。
The Lord Jesus Christ says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest."
圣经说，耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。
I give them eternal life and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
我又赐他们永生，他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
You'll never be afraid of death anymore.
你再也不用害怕死亡。
Because Jesus gives you the sure hope of eternal life and the sure hope of heaven.
因为耶稣给你永生，还有天堂肯定的盼望。
Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
You become a child of God. You come into the family of God.
你成为了神的儿女，你加入了神的家庭。
Today, if you are willing to believe in Jesus,
今天如果你愿意相信耶稣
，You can tell Jesus.
你可以告诉耶稣
，You can ask Jesus.
你可以求耶稣
，And Jesus will make you his child.
耶稣会让你成为他的儿女。
You can pray to Jesus.
你可以向耶稣来祷告。
You can tell Jesus.
你可以告诉耶稣。
I'm going to teach you how to pray.
我要教导你怎么祷告。
You can pray this prayer.
你可以这么的祷告。
See if this prayer expresses the desire of your heart.
看看这个祷告是不是你的心愿。
Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I've sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins. I'm willing to turn away from sin.Because you hate sin, remove the power of sin over my life, so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you. Thank you for giving me eternal life. Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. 主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人，我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你。求你赦免我的罪。我愿意远离罪，因为你恨恶罪。求你除去罪在我生命中的辖制的管辖，好叫我不因罪而沉沦灭亡，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我，成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。Is this prayer your desire?
这个祷告是你的心愿的祷告吗？
Today is an opportunity.
今天就是一个机会。
Start your life new and forever new.
让你的人生重新开始，永远长新。
Come and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
来相信耶稣为基督。
Come to the Lord.
来到耶稣面前。
There is no burden or sorrow that Jesus cannot heal.
没有任何的忧伤负担是耶稣不能够医治的。
If only you believe.
但愿唯愿你来相信。
Jesus forgive you your sins.
耶稣一定可以赦免你的罪。
Give you eternal life.
给你永生。
Give you a new life.
给你一个新的生命。
A powerful life.
一个大有能力的生命。
This eternal life is also called resurrection life.
这个永恒的生命也叫做复活的生命。
A life that can overcome death and suffering.
一个战胜了死亡还有苦难的生命。
Are you willing to believe in Jesus?
你愿意相信耶稣吗？
If you are willing to, I will pray this prayer I pray sentence by sentence. You can repeat after me.
如果你愿意的话，我会一句的一句的祷告这个祷告。
This prayer is to ask Jesus to become your savior, to be a Christian.
这个祷告是请求耶稣让你成为一个基督徒。
To be a child of God.
成为一个神的儿女。
Will you pray this prayer to accept Jesus?
你愿意做这个祷告来接受耶稣吗
？I urge you.Come and believe in Jesus.
我鼓励你来相信耶稣。
I request all of us to bow our heads and to close our eyes. It's not a religious rite.
我请求每一位都低下头，关着眼睛。这并不是一个宗教仪式。
It's just out of respect for the person beside you.
只是为了尊重你身边的人。
If you want to believe in Jesus,
如果你要相信耶稣
you can pray this prayer.
你可以这么祷告。
I will repeat one sentence, and you can repeat after me.
我会讲一句，然后你重复一句。
This prayer is to believe in Jesus.
这个祷告是为了要相信耶稣。
To be a Christian.
成为基督徒。
A child of God.
神的儿女。
And Jesus will give you a new life, eternal life.
然后耶稣会给你一个新的生命，永生。
I'm going to pray in English first. 然后过后呢，我就用中文来祷告。我先用英文祷告。I'll pray in English first. You can repeat after me.I'm going to pray now. Please believe in Jesus. Lord Jesus, I want you to be the Lord and Savior of my life. I am a sinner. I have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. Please forgive me my sins.I am willing to turn away from sin because you hate sin. Remove the power of sin over my life so that I will not perish in sin. Help me live a holy life for you. Thank you for giving me eternal life.Make me the kind of person you want me to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 我现在用中文祷告，我呼吁你来相信耶稣。我祷告一句，你可以跟着我祷告。主耶稣，我要你做我生命的救主。我是个罪人。我在思想、言语和行为上得罪了你，求你赦免我的罪。我愿意远离罪，因为你恨恶罪。求你除去罪，在我生命中的瑕疵，好叫我不因罪而沉沦，帮助我过圣洁的生活。谢谢你给我永生，求你塑造我成为你所喜悦的人。奉耶稣的名求。Amen.